Heathers and, you know, Nagy and those boys, they just asserted their will.
Yeah.
And there was just nothing those smaller Bad Axe boys could really do about it.
I remember playing. We played against Cass City, and their average weight across their defensive and offensive line was 300 pounds.
Yep.
And I'm a 180-pound linebacker.
Yeah.
You are so tired by whether you hit them or
absolutely.
Not.
Absolutely.
Some when they fall on you, when they land on you, when you make a tackle and those big guys are involved.
Absolutely.
Every time you get crushed, it just takes the energy out
yep.
of you. I don't think I'd ever been more tired in my life than after hitting those 300-pound
right.
Red Hawks for four
yep.
quarters. And then, but in fortunately, we got to wear them down because we were sprinters and they
right.
were heavyweights.
Yes. Yeah, I think that is one thing that Lakers had going for them. Lakers, mm-hmm. and I know that Bad Axe does too. Lakers, they really work on during practice and camp conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Conditioning, conditioning, conditioning. You could see, like I said, that first quarter and that first half, they kind of came out and like they were kind of waltzing around a little bit. I think finally got to them. And in that fourth quarter, especially we saw them going on a 7-8 minute drive there in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And that does not happen if you do not have your legs under you.
Right.
And you need that extra conditioning and to push through. And I think Lakers kind of exerted their will there.
Well, you
on
went
that
through
drive.
Yeah, you went through some of the stats here. We're going to take another quick break. We got some more things to go through here. We're going to cover some of each of the players' activities for tonight. And you're listening to Kurt Damrow and Stephen Kaczynski on 102.1 FM WLAW from our game of the week. Hey, we're still here. We're in the tower. There may not be many people out there. They're all at McDonald's waiting in line for
here.
A Big Mac and a Burger King
absolutely.
And everything else and some Mexican food. So hopefully they don't shut the lights out on us. We've got a few more minutes left that we want to cover. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, 10 Point, and Raven, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Archery specialists to get you shooting the same day. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds and 5x5 or 5x6 starting at $499. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle and 450 Bushmaster. Over 170 variations of the 450, including the Ruger AR-450, and exclusive Model 77 Hawkeye 450 in 20-inch or 24-inch barrels. Get a Ruger Go Wild 22-inch Camouflage 450 Bushmaster with muzzle brake only $499.95. Mark your calendar for the Randy's Hunting Center open house Saturday, October 5th. Factory representatives will be on hand from Ruger and Leopold. Visit randyshuntingcenter.com.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Your number one thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm
Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in Auto Value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Here in Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your Auto Value store, here on Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganstumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganstumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganstumb.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware and Bad Axe and Orion Physical Therapy.
And we're back here with Cruise 102.1 FM, WLEW, with our post-game report here. Game of the week, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Hatchets 14, the Lakers 24. Well, we looked at some numbers. Stephen, the yardage, end of the game, the yardage was almost identical.
It was very close there. And that's basically what we predicted. This was going to be two identical teams, two very close teams.
We knew how the coaches were going to work it out. Absolutely. I think it did come down to the beef and the size and the end of the Lakers having just a little more muscle on the line.
Absolutely.
And that's where our final is, a 14-24. Quite a game here tonight as we look at the Bad Axe Hatchets. Boy, what a game here. Jack Clancy, Vince Blackstock. Yep. Emmerich was in, Micah Gordon. I'm surprised Micah Gordon, I'd like to see him kick.
Yeah,
I'd like to see him kick an extra point.
Yep.
He was doing warm-ups at the
45-yard
line, putting them all the way through. But so did Lakers. Yep. They got a big boot there, but they just don't do any kicking on that. But one of the guys from the Bad Axe team really stood out tonight. Early in the game, till the third quarter, we're not seeing the star power here yet.
Yep.
Where is the Jack Clancy 236 yards that was in the paper, and where is the Lakers with Bryce or whoever else it may be pulling this one out? But we had two guys really, really come through here at the end of the ball game. We're looking at the Hatchets and Cody Tulaski.
Huge night.
Oh boy, he had some sticky hands tonight.
He showed up great tonight, especially in that first. Like I said, the first half was more so Clancy making plays. In that second half, when they really needed to move that ball, Blackstock was able to throw that up to Tulaski, and Tulaski made huge catches, and he kept him in this game in that second half.
Well, and the dropped passes didn't help.
Right.
And Vince Blackstock was throwing strikes.
He was.
Right into the hands,
balls the whole
at
night.
Least three perfect strikes.
Right.
Could have changed the ball game.
Absolutely.
Could have changed the final score. It would have changed the momentum when you have somebody open and you drop it. But you know what? That's football. We've all dropped at least one pass. Yeah. I remember dropping one. Maybe because I don't want to remember anymore. But it was the very first pass ever thrown to me my freshman year, and it hit me right in the numbers. I was in the end zone, and I looked at the quarterback going, what happened?
Right.
What just and it happens every now and then, especially in a big game.
Absolutely.
So that's football. But Cody Tulaski, what was impressive about him out there working with Vince, you can tell those two are – they're kind of like – they're just a good team.
Yeah, they have a great connection, those two.
Great connection. Cody would work to get open. He would run the route, and if he didn't see – when he turned to look where that ball was supposed to be, you could see him turn. And Blackstock, if he was scrambling –
absolutely.
You know he was trying to release it at that point. You know Cody was trying to catch it at that point. When they didn't meet up, Blackstock kept running, and Cody looked for some open field.
Well, and you see some of those receivers at this level, and, you know, they will go run a post. They'll run their post. And then if they're not open, they bog down. They kind of just turn around and look, and you know it is. Tonight, Tulaski, he was running some routes. He wasn't getting open, but he would turn around. He would deck it to the left, run to the right, follow Blackstone across the field, And, you know, I saw, like you said, connection. There was that one play in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Blackstock threw the ball in play.